Arthur Brown is the last name. Date of birth is 8-7-52. Today is 7-28-25. Mr. Brown is a 72-year-old gentleman who's on hospice currently with history of congestive heart failure, period. He also suffers from right-sided stroke, right-sided weakness, contracture, dysphagia, aphasia, severe weakness, period. In the paragraph, he has usually a chronic 2-plus bilateral pedal edema, period. About 2 weeks ago, he was hospitalized because of worsening congestive heart failure, increased shortness of breath. He was found to be in atrial fibrillation. His blood pressure was 60 over palp, period. In the paragraph, he had O2 sat in the 70s with swelling of the lower extremities, period. Period. Patient has been eating very little for the past 2 weeks prior to the hospitalization. He had not been eating or drinking very much at all. They found that he had severe protein calorie malnutrition, weight loss related to his stroke, and his aspiration, period. He has a Foley catheter in place, period. In the paragraph, he had advanced edema of the lower extremity, 3-plus at this time, which has now calmed down with a change in his Demodex prescription, period. He was also placed on amiodarone, 200 milligram once a day, and amoxil because of urinary tract infection and atrial fibrillation subsequently, period. His MAC is still at 28 centimeter. PPS is at 40%, period. He continues to be on 2 liters of oxygen with an oxygen of 90%. Heart rate of 83 at this time, atrial fib with rate controlled, period. In the paragraph, he's total ADL dependent. He's bedbound, of course, because of his severe contractures of the upper and lower extremity, especially on the right side, and he's bowel and bladder incontinent, has a Foley catheter in place, period. In the paragraph, his sister, not his wife, whom I thought was his wife, Doretha, D-O-R-E-T-H-A, is his primary caregiver, who tells me that he's much weaker now. He's able to sit, but no longer able to keep his head up, period. His FASD score is at 7D related to his dementia, period. His grandson, Jaylyn, that's J-A-Y-L-Y-N, still lives there and is helping to help the patient and his sister with some change in position, which he requires every 2 hours to keep him from developing the cubitus ulcer, period. New paragraph, continues to still eat very little, continues to lose weight, and has just finished a course of amoxil, continues to be on amiodarone, which will not stop, and then will continue with the newer dose of Demodex at 20 milligram BID at this time, period. Please be advised that he was already on Eliquis because of his stroke, and this was continued with no change. Overall prognosis is quite poor given the natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. His sister, Doretha, D-O-R-E-T-H-A, also requests an insurer to help him gain weight. We had a long conversation regarding the fact that he's lost the ability to assimilate and no medication, injection, or any other modalities or treatment will help him gain weight. And that's why he's so close to dying at this time, continues with aspiration, worsening because of severe weakness as well. Thank you.